To a very special episode of 4GQ TV, which I'm very excited about. You can see the YouTube channel down below, or you can catch this video later in the Marvel Cinematic Universe Facebook group. But today we're going to be talking about an interview that Paris did with John Bernthal, who plays the Punisher in Marvel's Netflix show. It's no longer on air. We all want it to come back. It's a fantastic show. Love the Punisher. But I'm going to get into the panel real quick here. TK, how excited are you?
Hey, man. Hey, listen. This guy did a phenomenal job in this role. And ever since we've seen him in Daredevil Season 2, he set it off. And to me, it speaks volumes. I can't wait. You guys are in for a treat. So, you know, I'm glad Paris was able to sit down with him. And Paris will speak more about this. I'm glad we're a part of this and we're bringing this to you.
Yeah, John was a awesome interview. I got to spend a few minutes with him. Very laid back. You're gonna be surprised when the video comes on. I was like shocked for a second because I wasn't expecting that. You know, I was probably expecting just a white wall or something, but it was cool. John is a great actor. Punisher, man, he destroyed that role. He owned it. Like as you said, PK, coming back in season two of Daredevil, and then the two seasons that they had of the Punisher on Netflix. Similar to our Mike Coulter interview, he's a ground level hero. We definitely need him in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Hopefully, something can happen where they get him back also. They have all their characters back. They have a toolkit. So let's jump into the interview. John, what's going on,
Paris? Oh, we got to take a picture. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Perfect. Enjoy the chat.
Hey, John, how's it going?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. Look at you, man. You've been working out, man. You're getting ready.
Nah, not so much, man. Where are you coming from?
I'm over here in Seattle. I work at Microsoft, actually, on Xbox.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. So I'm I also run a Marvel group, like the biggest Marvel group on Facebook, over 550,000 members. So I'm here on behalf of them to talk to you and throw the video up on the group and stuff like that. But yeah, man, it's awesome to see you and get a chance to talk to you. So real quick, what's up for you? What you got going on next, man? What's going on?
Coming out, you know, I have this movie, Those That Wish Me Dead, Taylor Sheridan movie, and then the Sopranos prequel.
Oh, really?
Sopranos. Movie, nice. With Sandra Bullock coming out that on Netflix. It'll be cool. And then this movie I did with Lena Dunham I'm about to go do this HBO show in Baltimore. A lot of stuff, man. I've been real busy.
Busy, man. That's good, man. Staying busy. That's always awesome, man. Yeah. COVID, you know, it's a pain, but I see you're working your way through it, you know.
That's it, man. Yeah, we were shooting this movie King Richard about Venus and Serena Williams.
Yeah.
In the beginning. We got to finish that up. I'm really excited about that movie. I think that's going to be a real special one. And I was really glad that we got to get back to work on it.
Awesome. Yeah, man, that's good. That's good, man. I'm happy for you. Much continued success. Big fan here. With the role that you played for Punisher, man, you really brought it. I do got to talk about that just for a split second. So, what was the day-to-day to get your mental into? Oh, shoot.
Man, yeah. Darkness. Run towards the darkness. Don't run away from it. That's what he would do. That's what, you know, it's all about that pain and that torment inside. You just got to live in there, bro.
Awesome. All right, man. Thank you.
Wow. What an amazing interview. John Bernthal is a really cool dude. You know, the Punisher is one of my favorite characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I have NES game, that's pretty old, and I actually have a toy figure lying right here that I am obsessed with the Punisher. He's one of my favorite characters. And John Bernthal, man, you rocked that role, and I hope hope to get to talk to you in the future, man. You are an awesome dude. And, man, I want to go to PK on this because we just saw the interview. PK, what do you think?
Hey, listen, this man is phenomenal. Like I said to you before, Daredevil Season 2 is what started this. I don't even think they had a plan to do a Punisher show until after that season. I mean, he rocked the house. He made you a believer. Like, out of all the iterations of Punisher, this guy showed how fierce he could be. I didn't even think people hid blades up under their skin. This dude is crazy. He showed the whole scene in the prison was insane. I mean, he made you a believer that this dude was relentless. No matter what, no one's getting in his way. And that's hard to believe. I'm not saying that all the other iterations of Punisher are horrible. I mean, they were good for its time, I would say. But this guy definitely set another standard, and he's a believer. He makes you believe in that character. I almost think that's who he is in real life. I'm not saying it is, but just how good he rocked it. And it brings me back to how crazy the character Punisher is, like how unique he is, right? You know, there's sometimes in the comics where, you know, he was chasing Spider-Man. There was even a great time in the comics where he wore War Machine's armor. How crazy is that, right? To have him wear armor, what do you think he'll do with that? War Machine's armor? Man, insane. But overall, this guy has a really good history, very diverse actor, very, very good at making you believe in the character he's playing. So definitely love to see him come back, and maybe they can mix in some of them stories that I mentioned from the comics into the MCU, definitely. So Paris, what about that home gym?
Man, really, I was shocked when it popped up. I was like, oh my gosh, he's got a gym like right there. I know the pandemic's going on, so hey, you got to get creative nowadays. So he got creative, put the gym equipment right in his, I don't know if that was his living room or if it was a side room. It was a big open area, so it was pretty cool. He had all the exercise equipment in there. I was like, man, you're getting strong, boy. I was pretty cool, pretty exciting. Let's see. I don't know if anybody else got a chance to interview him, and actually he cut that on. So yeah, we even did a picture pose in the interview. It was pretty cool, man. He's down to earth guy. I think, yeah, hopefully we can get him on for an extended interview here in the future. But I think what he did for that role was awesome. And then plus all the other stuff that he's done, you know, The Walking Dead, the Angelina Jolie movie, They Wish Me Dead. So yeah, he's done a lot of great things. Hopefully we get to continue to see him and more and more content that he's putting out. He's hot right now. He's staying busy in the industry, which is great. But, you know, something that always brings us back is to that Punisher role. You know, Carla, you had the Nintendo NES, so I'm definitely going to be wanting to hear more about that here. Like right now, tell me, how did you get that game? And yeah, let's talk about that for a few minutes here.
You know, as a kid, the Punisher was one of my most favorite characters, right? I really liked his kind of beef with the Kingpin back in the day. And when the game came out for Nintendo by LGN, I was like, man, I got to get this game, because it was almost like it's hard to describe it. It's like on a rail kind of shooter where you're the Punisher and the screen is moving in front of you, but your character is just shooting at the background of all these enemies. Kind of reminds me of like Operation Wolf or something, but it's with the Punisher. And man, you got to love stuff like that, man. Disney, make it happen again, please. Please.
Let's make it happen. Hey, Hot Toys did that character, PK. So Hot Toys, if you're listening, that was an awesome job you did with the Punisher and the War Machine outfit. So I think it's still on sale, but yeah.
Well, John, I want to thank you for talking to Paris. You're a really cool guy, and I hope to get to talk to you in the future. I'm really grateful for the effort that you put into the character. It really brought the Punisher to life. And as a Punisher fan, man, you've done a phenomenal job, 10 out of 10. Marvel, please bring him back as the Punisher. Love it, man. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and catch you guys next time.
Peace.